The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information. It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and it is a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems. Our topic of today is a continuation in our series in regards to thyroid activity, the number one reason that many of us are tired and fatigued and having difficulty with weight loss. Sometimes it can lead to anxiety and depression and even things like muscle pains and joint pains, carpal tunnel syndromes, brittle nails, hair loss, brain fog, forgetfulness, neck swelling. I'll call it intolerance to temperature, right? Where you feel like it's cold all the time. Everybody else says it's hot. It can even lead to constipation and diarrhea and a whole host of things that makes us as humans feel older than we actually are. And as we've been discussing in our series week after week, the challenge today with most thyroid conditions is you're either underdiagnosed if you've already been prescribed and been labeled as having someone with hypothyroidism, or you are completely misdiagnosed to the degree that you've been told everything's okay, when in fact there's a glowing and growing evidence of bodies showing that an autoimmune condition known as Hashimoto's may be at play. And what I want to talk about today are the common toxins that most people have ignored, their connection to hypothyroidism, their connection to your symptoms, how heavy metals and pesticides, industrial toxins, even household products like beauty products and things that have toxic chemicals inside of them, how they affect thyroid functionality, leading to the fatigue, the weight gain, the mood swings, the irritability, the joint pain, etc. So in our topic of the day today, it is the most common toxins and their cause of thyroid conditions. So if you're someone who's taking a thyroid medication, if you have those symptoms we listed, this is definitely the area to perk up, because most people have not connected the dots between what we put on our bodies, what ends up getting in our bodies, and the functionality of our thyroid. You know, the prevalence of thyroid disease has been skyrocketing within the past, 10, 15, 20 years. According to the American Thyroid Association, 20 million Americans have been diagnosed with a thyroid condition. And the alarming challenge here is we should ask this question of, why is it rising so quickly? Why is it that there's an estimated another 10 million Americans that are going to be somehow either labeled and or diagnosed within the next 5 to 10 years of having a thyroid condition? The growing evidence is indicating that exposure to environmental toxins is a key player in developing thyroid disease. Now, I've talked about this before, but I want you to understand, the most common thyroid condition, hypothyroidism, if this is you, if you're somebody taking levothyroxine, armathroid, natrathroid, tyrosent, some sort of thyroid medication, because of low or underactive thyroid, there is abounding evidence that suggests up to 97% of those people. So if you're taking a thyroid medication, you may actually have a condition called Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune condition where the body is attacking the thyroid tissue. And you're going to learn today that that attack primarily comes from the fact that the thyroid tissue itself is full of toxins. It is a fat organ. It's a fatty tissue organ. It's fat soluble. So therefore, because toxins are fat soluble, especially heavy metals, we tend to see an accumulation of them in the thyroid that tricks the immune system. And now we start to get antibody production and an attack. Most common symptoms, again, fatigue, weight loss, resistance. You're doing everything right. You're dieting, you're exercising, yet you're putting pounds on, or You've done everything right and not even a pound has come off. Hey, listen, anxiety and depression has been connected to low thyroid functionality. Joint pains, muscle pains, tendonitis, carpal tunnel, brain fog, constipation, diarrhea, fatigue, heart palpitations, hair loss. So if you're kind of listening to me going like, I've got a couple of those things and my doctor said it's not my thyroid because my tests were normal, we got to pay attention to a different kind of test. We're going to be discussing today the toxins that are connected to hypothyroidism, to low thyroid function, and what are they, where they come from, and what you can do to eliminate them from your body. Your thyroid is a very small but yet vitally important gland that sits at the base of your neck, in essence, just at your Adam's apple. It releases a steady stream of hormones, both thyroid active and inactive, that are responsible for the regulation of your metabolism. They are effective in your cardiovascular system, neurological, and immune system function. And these powerful hormones, when working properly, give your body the essence you're looking for. When you have active thyroid functionality, you're burning fat without even thinking about it. You have energy abounding. Your skin is lustrous. Your hair is thick. Your joints feel great. You have this vitality and this energy that we're all looking for. And the challenge becomes this little tiny gland is very susceptible to attack from toxins, from both endogenous, meaning inside of you, and exogenous, meaning from the outside. And this is due to the fact that there are several categories of toxins that look exactly like the precursors for your thyroid hormones. So when your body is making thyroid hormones, it has to grab iodine and a globulin protein and put them together, excrete them in your blood. That hormone then travels to your liver. It's T4 to your liver and has to be converted into active thyroid hormone. And if any process of that is interfered with because of toxicity, then we start to see decrease in thyroid functionality. Then the fatigue kicks in. Then the weight gain starts to kick in. Then the mood swings, the anxiety, the depression. And as we've always talked, when you go to a classic conventional physician, they'll listen to those symptoms. And unfortunately, every single one of these has a medication that they can put you on. So let's stop going after symptoms. Let's stop chasing after what's the superficial. Start going really deep and looking at how does your thyroid actually function? What does it do? And how can we encourage it to work better in a more natural method? Because your thyroid gland has a high attractiveness for chemicals like halogens and heavy metals, we tend to see that what happens is patients with low thyroid functionality or taking thyroid medications will test positive for some degree of heavy metal, pesticide, herbicide, or organic toxicity. The challenge becomes if you're currently taking a medication for thyroid and you've never addressed your toxicity levels, the likelihood of you reducing and/or eliminating that medication in the future becomes very, very grim and bleak. Think of it again. Whatever's causing the deficiency, what's making your thyroid become low in function is the root cause. And if you just take a medication to make your T4 numbers look great on your labs, you're masking symptoms and you're not going deep enough for root cause. Hey, if you'd like some more information on the approach that we take with functional medicine, we're giving away the book Thyroid Heal Thyself. It's an ebook. We can text it straight to you and email it to you. All you need to do is text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. What I love about this is on the back, we have an entire heavy metal hair test interpretive guide. It goes through every single metal, where they come from, what their source is, and what it physically can do to your body if you have elevations in those toxins. We're going to talk today about the most important test you should ever have done, especially if you have hypothyroidism, which is a heavy metal assessment using a hair test. It shows us the amount of aluminum and antimony, arsenic, barium, lead, mercury, etc. All of these are key players in thyroid functionality because if they're elevated, it shuts down thyroid function. We're going to talk today about how do you get rid of these? How do you open up your detox pathways for heavy metals and toxins? And again, everything you need is in the Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook. And as a bonus, when you text the word thyroid with your name and email right now, you'll get instant access to the Ask Dr. Ernst Thyroid Heal Thyself Masterclass. It's an entire event where I will take you through step-by-step what are the top three interferences behind thyroid functionality? How do you identify which one do you have and what do you do to clear them so you can engage natural healing with your body? Text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. The Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook is yours. The access to the masterclass is immediate and it's yours, and you're going to learn how to turn the tide on your thyroid health, which means you get your energy back, the fatigue is gone, you get yourself losing weight, so the resistance to weight loss is gone, anxiety and depression can start lifting, your mood can come back. How about this? There's a direct connection between hypothyroidism and carpal tunnel, numbness and tingling, joint pains, and even muscle aches. So when your thyroid starts to work better, there go the muscle aches, there goes the joint pain and the carpal tunnel. Brittle nails, cracking skin, decreased hair functionality, so losing hair, brain fog, all of this is something that can disappear when you engage in a thyroid restoration program. Guys, it's free. Text the word thyroid plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. You get the Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook, you get the masterclass, and again, they're 100% free. So how do different environmental toxins affect thyroid functionality? And here's the global answer. Environmental toxins, both heavy metal, pesticide, and even household-based toxins, can mirror the thyroid hormone structure and thus get inside the receptors of the thyroid hormone in your cells. And the unique thing is, unlike thyroid hormone, which would land on a receptor, send the signal to the cell, making you burn fat and build energy and regenerate, when a toxin lands in that thyroid receptor cell, it stays there. So it blunts it, it blocks it. It almost is like as if you were to take a key to your house, put the key in the door, and instead of engaging the lock to open the door, you broke the key off, left the stem of it in that lock, and said, now try to open up the door. It's not going to happen. So toxins tend to interfere with the receptors, and every cell in your body has a thyroid receptor, just like it has a testosterone and estrogen and a cortisol. All the hormones in your body engage activity through receptors. And toxins, specifically heavy metals, have the affinity or the likelihood of binding inside those receptors. And when they're blocked and blunted, now we feel the effects. Heavy metals are by far one of the most toxic as far as with thyroid functionality. And they're abundant in our environment today. And there's four specific ones I'd like to chat about now. Aluminum, cadmium, lead, and mercury. Most of the time, we have these inside of us and we never know about it because we get the effects from them, but we don't recognize the connection between those heavy metals as being the cause, typically because we've never been tested. Did you know that aluminum is one of the number one reasons for brain fog, forgetfulness, and sort of mental fatigue? It is neurotoxic. It also limits the ability for your thyroid to physically make thyroid hormone. It blocks the uptake of iodine, which means your thyroid can't absorb iodine. And it has been found to invoke an autoimmune attack against the thyroid tissue. The more your thyroid gland fills with aluminum, the more it cannot produce the thyroid hormone, the more the cells and tissues within the thyroid become damaged, and then your immune system sees this damage and says, that's foreign, get rid of it, and now we start building antibodies against the thyroid. Where does aluminum come from? Well, download the Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook and you'll find all the sources, but the most common is the deodorants that you use on a daily basis. Aluminum is part of the antiperspirant ingredient, and I want you to think of it like this. Every day you're slathering on your deodorant. If it is conventional, traditional, with an aluminum-based antiperspirant, every day you're absorbing the aluminum in through your lymphatics of your skin and your armpits. How many doses of aluminum does it take before you become toxic? Nobody knows. But what we do know is that you can get a test done to find out how much aluminum is in your body. If you exceed 8 micrograms per gram at the level of testing on your hair, then you have too much aluminum in your body. And you will be amazed, 80 to 90% of patients I work with that not just have thyroid conditions, but also heart disease and diabetes and other neurological issues, very commonly test positive for aluminum. because of the symptomatology, here's what aluminum does. At low levels, you won't even feel it. You won't even notice it. But as your levels start to accumulate, fatigue and headaches and muscle weakness, numbness and tingling, brain fog, forgetfulness, osteoporosis, and even hypothyroidism can kick in. Is this a known chemical contaminant for thyroid? Yes. So we have to assess and address how much aluminum is inside of your body. It's also found in cookware, food additives, vaccines, and even antacids have aluminum inside of them. Cadmium is another big metal that's involved in hypothyroidism. It's released typically because of mining and or smelting, but what we see is it's often found in things like batteries and pigments and a lot of I'll call it phosphate-based fertilizers that are used in agricultural industry to grow the food that you eat. So sometimes by consuming various food products, you can increase your levels of cadmium. What it does is it can trigger your thyroid to become enlarged. It can produce multinodular goiters or cysts within the thyroid. It reduces the secretion of thyroid hormone, and it can actually induce thyroid cancer. So we've got a connection between cadmium and thyroid disease. We have a connection between aluminum and thyroid disease. And the challenge is, again, most people have very rarely ever been tested. Cadmium is also extremely high in oysters, anchovies, and a lot of processed and or packaged foods. At low levels, it can start to elevate blood pressure, cause fatigue, create weight gain, cause low back pain. And as it starts to elevate at higher levels, it shuts off thyroid functionality, which leads to fatigue and anxiety and depression, hair loss, etc. Cadmium is also something that can be exposed through cigarette smoke. So if you've been a smoker in the past or you currently hang out or live with smokers, our thought is thinking about cadmium levels. One of the earliest and most recognized toxins as far as heavy metals with your thyroid is lead. And the challenge with lead today is it's still in the environment despite being exiled in the mid-70s as being known toxic and we got to get rid of it. We still find it, unfortunately, because of the exposure that we've had in the past. It can be in old pipes. It can be in the ground. It can be in your house if you have anything built before the 1970s. Sometimes even found in metal jewelry. The challenge with lead is that what it does is it binds specifically to the thyroid receptor and blunts it, and it also blocks the absorption of iodine into the thyroid. What we find also is that it can create cognitive issues and numbness and tingling within your hands, and sometimes even tremors or little arrhythmic palpitations to your heart and or your body. The issue is that lead can affect thyroid functionality such that it physically blocks full production of the thyroid hormone. So it can start to lower your T4 levels, which would be diagnostic medically on a blood test. And then your doctor sees this and says, here's thyroid medication to elevate it, but it could be the lead that's causing it in and of itself. Hey, if you're looking for this exhaustive list of heavy metals and their connection to thyroid functionality, we have an ebook that is completely free for you today. It's called Thyroid Heal Thyself. Text the word thyroid plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. You're going to receive not only just the ebook, but instant access to the Ask Dr. Ernst Thyroid Masterclass. It's a self-healing program that's going to teach you the top three interferences for thyroid functionality, including heavy metals and toxins. It's going to show you how to identify them with the right kinds of testing and where you can get that testing. And you're going to see a three-step thyroid restoration program that can help you to bounce back, get your energy back, start losing weight, get your nails and your skin to become more lustrous and vibrant, have your hair start growing back, get your energy back, getting rid of joint pains and numbness and tingling, because all of those are signs and symptoms of underactive thyroid. You can text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094 and get access to the ebook and the masterclass for free right now. Now let's talk about the big boy, mercury. Mercury is found everywhere, from even some cosmetic products that you might be using to fish, pesticides, vaccinations, and one of the most common sources, the amalgamated or metal fillings within your mouth. What's more is that even though we still are using coal as our primary burning source for energy, Coal plants can emit tremendous amounts of mercury as a waste product into the air each year, which as it rains will settle down and get into the ground, into our water, into our wells, which means even if you've done everything you can to try to avoid mercury exposure, we live in a world today where mercury is all around us. You're probably at the level of thinking mercury from vaccines, and I haven't done that, or I don't eat fish anymore. But again, it can be found even in contaminated drinking water. The challenge with mercury is that it literally mimics iodine. So they look almost exactly the same. So as your thyroid is trying to grab iodine to make thyroid hormone, if it grabs mercury instead, it's going to blunt the process for you being able to make thyroid hormone in the first place. As a result, your thyroid starts to absorb and store high levels of mercury. So it creates two problems. First, your thyroid is storing mercury instead of iodine, which means you won't have enough iodine to produce the T4 levels, which is active thyroid hormone. Thus, you can start to develop hypothyroidism. Second, the accumulation of mercury in the thyroid leads to an autoimmune condition. And they've actually proven this. These are two published articles, one in 2021, showing mercury in the human thyroid and its ability to block the production and the functionality of your thyroid, implications for thyroid cancer, autoimmune thyroid, which is Hashimoto's, and even hypothyroidism. What the study showed is that the higher your levels of mercury, the more likely you are to end up with hypothyroidism. Here's another one showing how thyroid dysfunction can correlate to the amount of toxins inside both hypo and hyper and even thyroid cancer, connecting to mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and lead. Mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and lead. Those are the big heavy metal players. If you are interested in finding out more about toxins and heavy metals, we have a commercial break coming up, so this is your opportunity. Download our free Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook. Text the word thyroid plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. You also get instant access to the Ask Dr. Ernst Thyroid Heal Thyself Masterclass. It is an entire series that will take you through step-by-step identifying, removing, and clearing thyroid interference so you can heal yourself. Hey, this is the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back as we continue our discussion on now removing these toxins from your body. I'll see you guys in just a moment.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst. And hey, this is the show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems when you become your own doctor. We always talk about education being key in regards to self-healing. You need to learn more about your body than your physician, than your friends, families, loved ones, than Google, than the internet, than wherever you get your health advice. Because today, we're living in an epidemic of miseducation in regards to self-healing. So many people understand the idea that our body can heal by themselves, but when it comes to repairing a organ tissue or a diagnosis, a lot of people get stuck. So I'm here today to help set you free when it comes to thyroid, hypothyroid, any type of thyroid condition, as we're discussing the connection between a toxic cause and the reason for underactive thyroid functionality. So if you've been diagnosed and are taking levothyroxine, Synthroid, Tyrosent, Armorthroid, Natrothroid, any sort of thyroid medication, I'm here to tell you there is light at the end of the tunnel and there is a way out. The fatigue, the weight gain, the mood swings, the anxiety, the irritability, the joint pains, the numbness and tingling, the hair loss, all of that can disappear when you recognize that 90% of people with thyroid conditionality have an autoimmunity where the body is attacking itself, and the majority cause of that is because of toxins, pesticides, heavy metals that have accumulated themselves either in your liver or in the thyroid, blunting its function. Hey, if you'd like some more in-depth information, as we obviously can't talk about all of this in a one-hour show, download our Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook. This is free for you today. Text the word thyroid plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. Not only do you get the ebook, which is full of the top functional causes of thyroid,
What are the tests that you need to do to identify them? How do we engage in a process of elimination? And there's keys, supplements, diet, everything you need to make a thyroid become more active. Also, you would get free access to the Ask Dr. Ernst Thyroid Masterclass. It's an online event that I host that gives you all of the information, walks you through step by step how to identify, remove, and let your thyroid heal by itself. Text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. We'll get that out to you as soon as we can, and you'll have all the steps and information you need for turning your thyroid back on again naturally. We talked at the top of the hour about how heavy metals have been identified as being one of the major causes of hypothyroidism because they get inside the thyroid, they block functionality, and they prevent production and conversion of your thyroid hormones. A 2021 published study, Mercury in the Human Thyroid, the potential implications for cancer, autoimmune thyroid, and even hypothyroidism. They're connecting the dots. The more mercury you have, the more likely you are to have a hypothyroid condition. Take a look at this one, thyroid dysfunction, how the concentration of toxic and essential elements contribute to hypothyroidism, hyperthyroidism, and even thyroid cancer. Again, now connecting the dots between pesticides, herbicides, and household toxins. Here's one that's going to shock you. This one was relatively new, came out in 2021. Could glyphosate and the glyphosate-based herbicides be associated with an increase in thyroid disease across the world? Why is it that so many people are on thyroid medications? Why is it that it's the number one most prescribed drug in the United States? Why is it that your doctor, if you're taking a thyroid medication, has never connected the dots between cause, why your thyroid isn't producing the hormone, and effect, which is what you feel, the symptoms? Well, we're going to go deep into that today. The challenge with a lot of the toxicity is that you need special testing in order to be able to identify it. Glyphosate has to be tested with a functional urine test. Heavy metals have to be tested with a hair test where you identify the amount of toxins in your body through the excretion of the metals into your hair. And if you've never had these tests done, this could open up the door for you repairing yourself and healing, because if you find you have high levels of aluminum or mercury or lead or cadmium and you go through a detox process to remove metals, thyroid functionality can improve. If you find that you have high levels of glyphosate in your urine, then we begin a glyphosate detoxification process. And as the chemicals come out, thyroid functionality goes up. And watch this. Sometimes if you're taking a medication, that means that your thyroid starts to heal by itself and you need to diminish the medication over time through the guise of your prescribing physician, of course. What are some of the household chemical toxins that create effects? These are big boys, guys, so I got to read from my notes. Polybrominated diphenol ethers, which are commonly referred to as flame retardants. You know, today, so many things in your house are coated with chemicals like your furniture and even your carpet or carpet padding. Some of your clothing has synthetic materials or things that are designed not to catch on fire. A lot of our electronic products have coatings and things put onto them in case they were to explode or catch fire. The challenge is these PBDEs, polybrominated diphenol ethers, will do something unique if they're elevated within your body. They bind specifically to the carrier protein for thyroid hormones. So you have to understand this. Your thyroid makes the hormone. It has to bind to a protein to be carried to your liver. In your liver, it's converted into the active hormone T3, which gives you the youthfulness and the vitality and the essence that you're looking for. If you have a chemical toxin that's bound to the protein carrier, you can't shuttle T4 into the liver, it doesn't convert into active thyroid, and you get the symptomatology, yet your labs look good because you're producing T4 thyroid hormone. Note the conundrum. Bisphenol A, even though this is starting to become banned, it's still found in a lot of plastic-based containers, water bottles, children's toys that are made out of plastic, food storage containers. The challenge here is BPAs look almost exactly like the thyroid hormone itself, and they tend to get stuck into the receptor at the cellular level. So again, back to the analogy we used at the top of the hour. If you have a lock and key system where the key goes in, turns, opens the lock, and you can get in, I want you to think of it that way with thyroid functionality. Active thyroid hormone lands on a receptor, unlocks the receptor, and then vitality, energy, essence, all of those hormone signals that you want happen. So if you have a chemical toxin bound in the receptor and it's stuck, then the thyroid hormone cannot land on the receptor. This is what's known as receptor-induced toxin resistance, where there is a bound protein molecule, either because of a chemical toxin, a pesticide, or an herbicide, blocking the receptor for thyroid functionality. This is one of the primary causes of why labs look good, yet you feel the effects. The fatigue is still there. The weight gain is still there. The hair is still thinning. The nails are still brittle, because it's not the thyroid that's the problem. In this instance, it's the receptor that's the problem. Hey, did you know that a common antibacterial called triclosan, which is found in a lot of liquid hand soaps, has been connected to decreased thyroid functionality? How about the fact that you might have a nonstick pan? There's a chemical used on them called perfluorooctanoic acid, or PFOA, that has been shown to be a direct inhibitor of thyroid functionality. So we have toxic heavy metals, we have these household chemical toxins, and then we have this nasty one called glyphosate. We mentioned earlier that there's a recent article out showing, could glyphosate be the reason for the elevation in thyroid disease across the world? And they've connected the dots between the more exposure you have to this common chemical toxin, an herbicide that is sprayed on a lot of grains, and your functionality of your thyroid. Guys, here's the challenge. The research is evident that the more glyphosate you have in your body, the more it alters your thyroid functionality in every single method. So listen to this. Glyphosate has been found to decrease the uptake of iodine, meaning you don't absorb the iodine into your thyroid. It blocks the ability for your thyroid to even make the hormone in the first place. It blocks the transport of the hormone from your thyroid to your liver for conversion. It decreases the functionality at the receptor, so it can block the receptor. It lowers the absorption of the thyroid hormone into your cell tissues. And here's the kicker. It opens up your kidneys to start excreting your thyroid hormones out. So watch this. If you're consuming a lot of grain-based products that are not organic, so things like corn and wheat and oats and soy and things to this effect, rice, they're almost all contaminated with amounts of glyphosate. There were studies showing how even common boxed food items that have grains in them have exceeded the levels of glyphosate that are allowable, which is basically zero. So if you have this pesticide, herbicide inside of you, which you more than likely do, it creates 100% disruption of thyroid functionality. You don't absorb iodine. You don't produce the hormone. It's not carried to the liver. Even if it was carried to the liver, it's not converted properly into the active hormone. And then more importantly, it opens up kidney filtration, which allows for your thyroid hormones to be urinated out. If you're looking for more information on how to get tested to find out if you have heavy metals or if you have glyphosate, this is what we do here in the Carolina area. Download the Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook. It's going to show you all of what we recommend that you do to identify your underlying root cause. Heavy metal testing, glyphosate testing, everything is inside the ebook. Download it now. Text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. And hey, as a bonus, you get access to the Ask Dr. Ernst Thyroid Masterclass. It's an online event that I'm hosting. It's immediate access. You're going to learn the top three causes of thyroid dysfunction, how to identify them, what you can do to eliminate them right now, and create a natural thyroid healing program so you can start to get your energy back. You can start to lose weight. You can start to get your hair thickening. All of the essence of what you're looking for your health can begin to come back. That's how important our thyroid is, and that's the reason why you need to download that ebook now. 704-906-2094. And it's yours for free. Another thing I want to talk about, because this is something that is, I guess, prevalent and also not that many people are connecting the dots to, is what nitrates do to your thyroid. Nitrates are a nitrogen-bound chemical that's typically found in fertilizers, but we find it a lot now added to certain food products, most specifically processed and/or cured meats. So I'm talking about things like your sliced lunch meats, deli meats, hot dogs, bacon, etc. Nitrates are added to them as preservatives. And just like mercury, what nitrates do is they look almost exactly like iodine. So the higher level of nitrate consumption you have, the more blunting of the iodine absorption you have within your thyroid, and thus it's been linked to a decrease in thyroid functionality. And listen, there's even studies going back as far as 2010 showing that nitrates can link to thyroid cancer. So here we go. We need to remove and eliminate the exposure. Okay, how do we deal with this? Okay, well, number one, we have to get yourself out. Okay, it's called removing yourself from the source. So if it's a toxic heavy metal like aluminum and it's in your deodorant, step number one is change your deodorant to an aluminum-free deodorant so we don't keep exposing ourselves. If it's in your baking products, you're using baking powders and baking sodas that can sometimes have aluminum in them, switch to the aluminum-free versions. Okay, wherever the source is, it has to be identified and then you have to remove yourself from it. Okay, number two, we have to get it out of your body. And that's involving a detoxification process. The unique thing is that your body is naturally built to detox even heavy metals to a degree. But what we've discovered in testing hundreds of patients in the Charlotte area is most people have deficiency in their detoxification process. Your liver and your intestines and your kidneys are responsible for excreting toxins. And if you're low in certain key nutrients that you need for detoxification, we tend to find that your detox pathways are blocked or blunted. Some of the most important that you can use to enhance your heavy metal detoxification is supporting glutathione, which is your body's natural antioxidant, and an enzyme that is responsible for methylation. Heavy metal detoxification requires methylation. It's simply a process of your body attaching a specific unit to a toxin. It's called a methyl group. It physically tags it. Once there's a methyl group on the toxin, glutathione can grab it and then pull it out. So you need to enhance your methylation process. You need to enhance your glutathione. And these are all ways that you can enhance body natural heavy metal detoxification. We can also assist this by, again, starting to clean out your house. So if you have mercury-based fillings, if it's a silver filling or amalgamated filling, time to go meet with a biological dentist and say, hey, can I get these taken out? If you have nonstick pans in your house, let's switch them to stainless steel or cast iron, something that doesn't have the chemical toxins for the nonstick ingredients so that we're not absorbing it through our food. We need to just eliminate the exposure, clean out our environment, and encourage natural detoxification within our body. If you're looking for an exhaustive list of nutrients and supplements that can help you to do that, inside the Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook, we have heavy metal chelators, binders, we have the diet, the nutrients, the foods that help to encourage natural detoxification. Download the ebook now. Text the word thyroid plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. The ebook is yours and you'll also get access to the masterclass. And guys, that's really the key. That's the home run. The masterclass is where I'm going to teach you the three interferences for your thyroid functionality. How do you identify them and test for them? What do you do once you know if there's toxins present, if there's a neurological interference, if your gut is toxic and not methylating properly? How do we turn the tide on that? All of that's found in the masterclass. Take a moment right now, text your name and your email with the word thyroid to 704-906-2094, and you get access to the ebook and the masterclass. Hey, so in summary, here's the thing. Your thyroid and the ability for you to have tremendous amounts of energy, weight loss, I'll call it a sense of vitality and essence, a crushing of anxiety and depression, joints that feel phenomenal, numbness and tingling gone, you know, brain fog disappeared, so you have focus, memory, attention, and activity. It's all part of what your body can do when your thyroid's working properly. We've learned that Hashimoto's thyroid disease is the number one cause of low thyroid functionality. So if you're taking a thyroid medication, you've got a 90 to 97% likelihood there's an autoimmunity present because of some undiagnosed toxins. We discussed that heavy metals are the big players, and that's things like aluminum and mercury and lead and cadmium, and how they bind to and restrict the functionality of your thyroid to either make the hormone or to have the hormone land at the receptor. We talked about how household toxins, typically found in things like your deodorants, your pots and pans, even products that you use, chemicals and cleaning agents, and also beauty products, how they can be loaded with chemicals like bisphenol A, triclosan, which is an antibacterial found in soaps, and even the PBDEs and PFOAs found on cooking products, and how they interfere with hormone productivity within the thyroid. We discussed the ever-present herbicide that's sprayed on so many grains today called glyphosate, and how it has been connected with destroying every single pathway of thyroid functionality, from iodine absorption to thyroid production to the transport to the liver to the conversion to active hormone, even to the fact that it enhances kidney filtration so you literally urinate out your active thyroid hormones. So if you haven't identified a toxic cause to your thyroid condition and you're taking thyroid medications, here could be the answer as to how do you bounce back. How do we help our patients to become more resilient and active and potentially reducing their medication usages over time? We seek after root cause. There's always a root cause behind your condition. And especially in regards to thyroid functionality, we see it very, very much with heavy metals and pesticides. The tests that we use and that you can get access to are in the Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook. Download it now. Text the word thyroid plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. And you also get access to the Ask Dr. Ernst Thyroid Masterclass. It's instant. It's right now. It's an event I'm going to take you through to show you how to bounce back from a thyroid condition. And hey, you might be thinking, I haven't been diagnosed with a thyroid condition. Why should I think about this? Well, heavy metals and pesticides and herbicides don't just cause thyroid problems, guys. They've linked that to diabetes. They've linked it to dementia, to osteoporosis, to arthritis. They've linked it to a tremendous amount of health conditions that many of us deal with on a daily basis. So if you're looking for a way out that's more natural, this is your chance. Text the word thyroid plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. The Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook is yours. The instant access to the masterclass is yours. And don't forget, we continue our conversations each week, 3 o'clock with the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Next Saturday, Dr. Chris Demzar is back in the studio with us. We're going to be discussing a unique one, guys, how your nervous system connects to thyroid functionality. And if you have a condition called subluxation, how that could, like heavy metals and herbicides and pesticides, be the reason for low thyroid functionality. We're going to connect the dots between nerve irritation, subluxation, and low thyroid function and show you how, with the right kind of neurological care, you can clear interferences and get thyroid functionality back. Thanks for tuning in today. I look forward to seeing you guys each and every Saturday. Don't forget, now is your chance to text the word thyroid with your name and email to grab the Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook and get access to the instant masterclass on the 3 steps to solving thyroid conditions. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I look forward to seeing you each and every week. This is Dr. Ernst, and I'll see you guys next week.